A band of snow moving through the eastern Dakotas at this hour will work its way into Minnesota as we finish out the day. And overnight tonight, we've got more bands of snow likely to come that will stay with us into Friday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The snow at this hour is most significant from Pierre, South Dakota, up towards the Grafton and Grand Forks area of North Dakota, but it is moving fairly quickly to the east and south, and we will likely see it move on across the border there into Minnesota for the latter part of the day today. Snow accumulations are still going to be relatively light, but the visibilities in this band of snow will drop rather significantly for a little while. If you're traveling out there on the open roadway, be prepared that there, once that snow squall line comes through, you may find yourself seeing very poorly for a little while. If you're going too quickly, you may have a little bit of a threat in your travel there, so be cautious. Anyway, we do expect to see more snow come and go as we go forward through the balance of this work week. The snow will likely be in the air all the way into the day on Friday. Then over the weekend, we'll see most of the precipitation come to an end. I can't promise absolute perfectly dry weather, though. The temperatures at this hour are still quite chilly across the region. Eastern Dakotas and Minnesota seeing readings in the teens. But if you get out towards the Missouri River Valley area and points westward, the temperature's in the 20s, pushing up close to 30 degrees. There's actually a little snow falling out there in that area, too, but it's not nearly as great, and it will likely diminish quicker than the snowfall farther to the east. Well, we do expect to see the entire northern plains and upper Midwest dealing with waves of snow over this next 2 to 2.5 days. And accumulations will likely run from traces upwards to an inch, maybe a couple of inches in a few spots in the central and western parts of the Dakotas. At the eastern Dakotas in Minnesota will do a little bit better. We'll see 1 to 3 inches of snowfall, total accumulation, by the time we get to the end of this work week and into Saturday morning. And there may be a few counties or parts of counties in the northwestern one-third of Minnesota that could come in with more than 3 inches of snow. But again, that's accumulative over the entire period of time. We will look for the temperatures to stay chilly across the region as we move forward through the balance of this week. High temperatures this afternoon will get into the 20s for much of the region. We'll look for the temperatures, though, tomorrow to be mostly teens and lower 20s. And we'll see the same thing occurring on Thursday and Friday. There's not much reason for us to expect dramatic warming up until we get towards the latter part of the weekend and early next week. And then temperatures may snap around and get into some 20 and 30 degree readings, but we're not going to hold our breath on that. We'll see how well the warm air can hold together. We do not expect to see our nighttime temperatures get too terribly cold, but some negative and positive single-digit readings will be possible as we get into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday in particular. Until then, the low temperatures are not going to be quite so cold. We'll look for the readings in the teens and some single digits. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.